Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll hear how one frack sand mine used a loophole to sneak into a rural Missouri community.
If we can't trust you on how you actually acquired the property and got this started, how can we trust you on anything else?
But first, just like Silicon Valley, there is a shortage of tech talent, specifically programming talent, right here in the Midwest. That dearth is the biggest obstacle holding back an emerging field of Midwestern tech startups. But KBIA's Scott Pham reports that one St. Louis native thinks he has the answer.
At the Columbia offices of online advertising startup AdFreak, Jim McKelvey is delivering what sounds a lot like a pitch for a get-rich-quick scheme.
You want to be at, the top of your game at coding? 2 years? I'm not kidding. I know guys who are worth tens of millions of dollars who have 2 years experience when we first started with them. You know, it is that accessible right now.
But for McKelvey, it's less about the millions and more about trying to support a new community in his hometown. Tech companies in the Midwest are rapidly growing. Just one association of St. Louis entrepreneurs called the I-10 Network boasts 230 companies.
We now have capital. We now have programmer groups. We now have, dozens of startups. And the whole ecosystem thrives when all these components work. The one thing that was really sort of missing was, a way of really creating quick talent. It's the weakest point right now.
McKelvey knows about tech talent. He co-founded a mobile payments company called Square in 2009. The San Francisco-based company has raised $341 million in funding and employs 200 people. His new venture is called LaunchCode. The four-month-old project aims to train and place a new generation of coders, the people who can use programming languages like PHP or JavaScript to build the apps and software that a lot of companies need. LaunchCode candidates get paired with programmers at real companies, where they learn on the job like an apprentice. The candidates get paid while they learn, and some of them have already turned this experience into real jobs.
So HR departments are designed to screen applicants, and typically they screen on a couple of things. They want to see a four-year degree. They want to see 2 years of relevant experience. They want to see every single language.
A policy like this will weed out a lot of the self-taught programmers who are talented but just can't get in the front door.
My name is Ted Doyle, and I'm looking for a job right now.
Doyle is a programmer who recently interviewed with LaunchCode, but couldn't yet be placed. He says he knows why.
The thing is, I came out of school with a PhD in computer science, and I hadn't programmed any recent languages.
By recent languages, Doyle's talking about the very new technologies that a lot of tech companies use, but often aren't taught in schools. Doyle's in a tough but predictable spot. He's educated and skilled. But without that 2 years of work experience, HR departments will toss his resume out in the first round. LaunchCode wants to place him, but he needs to update his skills first. McKelvey says this is okay, and it's part of why he created LaunchCode.
Others have walked this path, and they're not superstars or geniuses or weirdos. They're just normal people who work hard. With LaunchCode as the on-ramp, we can provide the easiest access to the best choice of careers, and I just want more people to walk that path.
Right now, all the LaunchCode jobs are based in St. Louis, and just like the rest of the tech industry, McKelvey has more jobs than applicants, so he's currently looking for more candidates. Scott Pham, KBIA News.
Now, a controversial new frack sand mine expects to hear soon if its permit has been issued, allowing it to set up shop in St. Genevieve County. The sand from these types of mines is used in hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. But much of the St. Genevieve community is upset with how they say the company essentially snuck into their backyard. Here's a report I filed on the incident. The Kentucky-based mining company first caught heat from local community members when it used a legal loophole in a state ordinance to secure the land for mining without notifying nearby residents of its intention. Mining companies have to inform any adjacent property owners of its purpose for the land by certified mail. But Summit Proppants drew its boundary for the mine inside the 73 acres it purchased. Think of it as a smaller circle within a larger one. That strategy effectively protected the company from contacting several nearby residents directly. At a public meeting with a company in May, about 100 St. Genevieve County residents peppered Summit Proppants owner Mark Rust with questions of why they weren't notified. Jim Hardy, who lives about 1,000 feet from the proposed mine, says he's also upset the mine chose to make its presence known through a newspaper his neighbors don't subscribe to.
We found out by accident that the mine was being proposed, and we contacted the county to find out how it was going to be communicated. And they said, well, it's going to be communicated in the St. Genevieve Herald. And I said, well, gee whiz, people around here, they don't take that newspaper. They utilize the Daily Journal.
Hardy ended up subscribing to the Herald and handed out copies of the notice to his neighbors. Many of the neighbors then wrote to the county and to Missouri's Department of Natural Resources requesting a meeting with the DNR and Summit Proppants. Missouri only has a handful of frac sand mines operating along its eastern border, but several nearby states, such as Minnesota and Wisconsin, which is ground zero for frac sand mining, are also facing an uproar of opposition. Communities are concerned with the health and environmental consequences the burgeoning industry is bringing. Those concerns have trickled down to Missouri. State Senator Gary Romine has one frac sand mine in his district, as well as the possible new Summit Proppants mine. He says he's received quite a few calls and drop-ins on the issue.
The issue and one of the primary concerns is the disruption of the quiet life in the rural area that they've enjoyed, but also the health concerns. The fine particles from the frac sand is very hazardous and has been equated to asbestos.
The Republican senator also says even though Summit Proppants has said it will abide by the standard regulations the DNR would set with an issued permit, it's hard to trust the company because of the way its relationship began with the community.
When we get to this issue on how they were able to take on the property and not have to notify the folks, it was a realization that if we can't trust you on how you actually acquired the property and got this started, how can we trust you on anything else?
Romine says he's working on legislation to close the loophole Summit used. It would create a distance from the mine instead of using contiguous property lines to determine who is notified about a possible mine. But that will most likely have no effect on the issuance of a permit for the Summit Proppants mine. The DNR's Land Reclamation Commission is scheduled to discuss issuing the permit November 21st. Christopher Husted, KBIA News. That's it for Business Beat this week. You can check out these stories and others featured on previous shows on KBIA.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.